104.3 East Coast Radio. Trending with Tinashe.
Hey, Tinashe Venge, what's good?
Hey, Carol Lafori, welcome back on the airwaves.
It was a short jet out of here, and then I'm back. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Back in action. No, we held it down. We visited the Twitter streets anyways. It was lit yesterday. But somehow, it's even more lit today.
Ooh, honey. Now, I've always wanted to visit Tokyo because I just want to be in Japan. But I've got a feeling that hashtag Tokyo scammed has nothing to do with Japan.
I also want to visit Tokyo just to try out the sushi, but you're right. No, the story is 100% local, 100% proudly South African. It's about Tokyo Sekwale, the controversial businessman who was trending. Actually, he's been trending for the last 2 days, Carol. So yesterday on the show, we talked about these really big claims that he made that South Africans were supposed to get even bigger COVID-19 grants than what they actually got. So he claims instead of 350 last year, it was actually supposed to be as much as 2,700 Rand per South African community. And the reason why we didn't get it is because the money got stolen. According to him, that was yesterday's story. Today, the presidency has responded and claimed that Tokyo Sekwale has fallen victim to a scam, which led him to believe that money was stolen from the government. Presidency asserts that no money was stolen. The plan all along was to give out as much as we could, which happened to be 350 rand. So now the ball is back in Tokyo Sekwale's court, and people are wondering if he really does believe his story that money was stolen before it could make its way to the hands of South Africans. He needs to provide evidence then. That's got to be the next logical step, right?
Right. Well, you know, I loved him from The Apprentice. You know, Tokyo Sekwale was the first
person. Remember those days. Yes.
Oh, by the way, I think it's so cute how you call him Tokyo Sekwale. It's Sekwale.
Sekwale. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm getting my clicks wrong.
No, but it's okay. I also get thrown off when I have to do like Xhosa and Zulu clicks. So I'm a Tswana girl, Sotho girl. So I love it though. Look, every South African would agree in thinking that 2,700 Rand was a lot more of a government grant in comparison to the countries that have been doing this, i.e., yes, first world countries, I agree, but you have a country like Ghana who has given people free water and free lights and increases for medical doctors and nurses. So, you know, it's hard not to believe that this 2,700 Rand was possibly what the initial agreement was. But 350 it was.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm thinking
about what a lot of people could have done with 2,700 rand.
Absolutely. What I find remarkable about our people is how they made it work with 350 rand.
Absolutely.
For me is what speaks about South Africans and how we are able to obviously tighten the belt, because 350 is not a lot of money for any person to live on for just one day, never mind for a month. But somehow, we are making...
Never mind during a pandemic.
It's wild. It's absolutely wild. MacG and Boity, what's going on?
MacG and Boity are trending right now, but not because he interviewed her. Instead, it's another controversial episode of the MacG and Chill podcast. I feel like every time I see MacG trending, I'm just thinking to myself, what has he said now? And this week is not good. I'm not going to lie. They were discussing Boity's rap career on a recent episode, and I don't want to repeat what he said because firstly, I don't think it's safe for on air, and secondly, it's just so rude and so crude that someone would stoop so low. But he suggested that Boity didn't deserve to be where she is in the rap industry. He suggested that other powers are at play. Let me leave it at that. If you see the actual comment or if you watch the episode, you'll know exactly the moment that I'm talking about. It was not pretty. Boity hasn't responded to this though, although her fans are up in arms on her behalf. And let's wait and see. I have a feeling, because Boity is the kind of person who avoids negativity, I have a feeling she might just ignore this and maybe address it at a later stage, or maybe address it privately. But the question has to be asked, just because it's your own podcast, does that mean you really can say anything you want without a filter, without restriction, without consequence?
I think we live in a society where the more crass and the more rude and the more abrasive and mean you can be, the more people share and the more people ha-ha at somebody else's expense. It's sick. But clearly it gets trending, and that's what he wants. Sadly, it doesn't speak much of the man. I'll tell you that much. It hasn't made me respect him at all. There's a lot of ways to allude to different things, but the way he did it, I saw the video, disgusting.
Oh, disgusting. So you know what I'm talking about.
Disgusting.
Wow. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, let's come to KZN. Andy Limpisani, what's going down?
Andy Limpisani is arguably the biggest talking topic in South Africa right now. And this is because she's going to be a dad again. Congrats, first and foremost. I mean, a baby is a gift, so congratulations to him and Stelo Shozi. They already have a child, and now this is going to be their second child together. But people are worried about Andile right now because he's just turned 20 years old and he's about to become a father of two. And many people have commented about the age gap between Andile and Stelo. So he's 20, she's 27. People have accused Stelo of being predatory and taking advantage of Andile since he was 17 up until now. And they believe that she's basically getting a free ride to a good life by making sure that she's in the family through blood.
Ooh.
I don't know what to do.
Friend, I'll tell you the truth. I haven't been following this love potion vibes with the two of them, so my commentary is very limited to their relationship. However, I will say I have a husband who is younger than me. So look at me and my cougar vibes. Yes.
I'm here for it. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dinashe Venga. I guess the question I'm going to be asking KZN is, what is the gap between you and your significant other? Dinashe, are you confident enough to share with us, or is it too preview to you?
No, it's okay. It's a 4-year gap. I'm 4 years older than my partner.
Oh, look at you. I'm a year older than Mr. Ofori, and he always reminds me that when I was looking at him walking, he was still in a diaper, so I should be ashamed of myself. I'm like, just a number. Thanks so much, Dinashe Venga. Have a good one.
All the best, everybody. Have a happy Tuesday ahead.
Ciao.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.